Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Afternoon to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, Buzz.
Hello, Tommy Little, you great man.
Hey, mate, how are you?
We are good.
Oh, I'm still on a high. I saw Take That last night.
Oh. I mean, I know you did.
I mean, half the people listen to us probably don't even know who I'm talking about.
I've got a bit of a grab off one of their songs.
If someone has no idea, explain.
Do you have Pray? Because that's their best one. All I do each night is pray, hoping that I'll be a part of you again someday.
We don't need it. You're singing it so well.
I want to know what's going on.
That didn't sound anything like what I heard last night. Okay, so they were a 90s boy band and they're back, Take That, right? We had them on the project the other night. Oh, and Gary, gosh, Gary's looking good.
Yeah, anyway, I couldn't tell that because you sent me a picture of you and him and just it says Gary and it's got four love heart emojis. And then I looked at your Instagram story and it's the saddest old lady Zoom of Gary. Just no other members of Take That. It's just Gary live in concert.
Gary Barlow. No, because I just wanted to send you an image of him because you were saying, is he really that hot? Because I was saying that he's dad hot. All these years later, like when I was younger, because when they came out, I was in my teenage years, I wasn't all gooey and gaga over them. I just loved their like music.
But well, you've now, made up for it. You're a pile of hot slop on the floor.
But all of them were so great last night. You know what I loved? They even kind of... not made fun of themselves, but at some points they did the dances they did back in the 90s
and they did
it with such cheese that it was awesome and they knew it was cheesy but they didn't care. It was great. And one of the highlights of the concert for me was I looked across and there was a guy who'd obviously been dragged along by his wife who must have been a fan back in the day and he was on his phone the whole night and I looked at what he was doing on the phone and he was ordering stuff off eBay. I was why even go to the concert? Surely he'd said to her, I don't want to go.
Knows...
Why didn't you take a girlfriend?
Well, he knows if he doesn't go, Gary's going to run off with his missus. And so he's got to make sure he's within holding distance, but no, he gets on his phone.
I Googled Gary. He's not going to run off with
his missus.
Of course you did. Because he's still with his missus, because I Googled him during the show. And he's with his missus that he met back in the day. She was one of the backup dancers, and they're still together, and they've got three kids.
Yeah, but does his missus know that there's a gold Logie winner on the other side of the world absolutely frothing at the chops at a chance to take a bite of Gary?
Anyway,
okay.
That was my night. I'm still on a high and it's a great way. I feel like I've started the weekend and it's only Thursday.
Really?
How are you going? Have you gotten over the emotion of yesterday?
I have, actually. But it did lead to an interesting discussion that I want to talk to you about next. There are a lot of tears shed yesterday by a lot of people. But there's one absolutely amazing set of tears that were shed that I want to talk to you about next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Let's talk about the amazing day that was yesterday.
Yeah.
I celebrated. I was joyous. You, Bickers, you were a blubbering mess.
No. I think you'll find you with the blubbering mess.
No. At one stage, I had a bit of hay fever. One said there must be some dust in that room because I found myself getting choked up at some point from the dust and I think it could be something to do with the asthma and the pollen count and something like that.
No, I think you are a proud emotional man after an emotional day and I don't think you should be trying to disguise those tears.
I told you the best excuse for a cry, I will never forget it, was when I was in primary school. There was a little kid named Paul and he was standing like in the bushes and I could hear him very openly cry. He was like really loudly crying.
Oh,
and
I was, how old's Paul? Like, what
Paul
are we
was young, like we were like 10, I guess.
Oh,
and I went into
Paul.
The bush and I'm like, Paul, are you all right, bro? And he goes, yeah, I just did a big yawn.
Oh, Paul, why was he sad?
I don't know. I went, yawn it off, champ.
I've never cried from yawning, ever.
No, and this was
like sneezing, well, maybe.
This was such an obvious big cry. It was like, it's just a yawn. I went out last night with my friends and we were celebrating and we were sitting around and we were talking about how it was an emotional day. And then one of my mates has been doing this like 6 weeks, like transform your body in 6 weeks things.
Oh,
do you know
like
these?
Workout thing. No.
Yeah, well, she's doing a yoga one, right?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, because can you imagine me ever doing a transform your body in 6 week yoga course?
You'd get shredded for summer, wouldn't you?
I sit still for 5 seconds.
No. Anyway, so it's 6 days of... 6 days a week of yoga for 6 weeks, right? And they also do things like give up. It's hectic.
This person
they give
doesn't
up
have
bread.
Any children, do they?
Nah, she doesn't.
Nah.
And she really, she wants to look in top nick for the festival season in summer and is just, you know, nose to the grindstone. Mm-hmm. Let's get this rig into shape. And anyway, it's about kind of week four, and they were sitting around and they were talking about what the hardest thing they've had to give up is. And so they were just, it's kind of a lighthearted chat with the leaguer? What do you call them? Yogi, the leader.
What
do you call the leader?
The leaguer?
Yeah, that's not the word, I know. Is it yogi? What do you call them? The fisherman pants wearing.
What are you talking about?
The head of like the yoga boss.
I've never done yoga. I don't know what the head of the yoga boss
is. Have you never done yoga?
The yoga instructor.
Okay, that's better. Why didn't I ask you before we went to air? Anyway, so the yoga instructor is saying to people, you know, what's the hardest bit you've found about this? And people have been going, I've been finding getting up really early in the morning has been tough. I've been finding giving up carbs really tough. Mm. And then one lady goes, I've actually found it quite tough giving up red wine. And then as they went to move on to the next person, they just heard... And they look back and the lady who said red wine has used it as her chance to just break down and they go, are you okay? And she goes, I just really like a glass. And she then started listing, my friend then started listing. She goes, I haven't had a Pinot, I haven't had a Shiraz, and I haven't. And she goes, she finishes off with, and it's been very hot recently, and I haven't even had a rosé. And then just bursts into tears. I thought in the scheme
of... What a fabulous woman.
What a fabulous woman. She sounds fun to tour around with, right?
Feels like maybe she's like crying in the wrong. She should be in Alcoholics Anonymous, not at the yoga class, but whatever.
If you are in Alcoholics Anonymous and you notice someone doing a really good downward dog, this woman has found her people. What a great double up. We should offer that as a double up course. Here's what I want to know, though. In the scheme of tears yesterday, that is obviously the smallest kind of one.
Yeah, yesterday's tears were warranted. But when have you cried at the most random thing or the most random time?
This is exactly what I want to celebrate. 13, 10, 60. What's the smallest, strangest thing that has made you just go?
I teared up while running the other day.
I had
an 80s playlist. Yeah. And then it just took me back. And then I was just thinking about my childhood. And then I started thinking about how lucky I was. Then I think about Evie and I got quite upset running on my running track.
Wow.
It's on my running. No one saw.
I know, but that's worrying for people the other way because if you're running and crying, it looks like you're fleeing something.
That's what we're looking for. 13, 10, 60, the smallest, strangest thing that has made you cry.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13, 10, 60 with Carrie and Tommy right now, looking for the smallest, strangest thing that's made you burst out into tears.
Yeah, it was a yoga class and one of the women has given up red wine and everyone thought that was just a nice comment and they'd move on and then she just burst out crying and not giving up for life. This was just 4 weeks so far. And she said, I haven't had a Shiraz or a Pinot, not even a Grenache blend.
I got Isabel on the line. Isabel, what's the smallest thing that's made you tear up?
I cried over a frozen Coke.
What? I mean, because it got
a boiling hot day. This was like last week. It was boiling hot. I was so thirsty. I had my boyfriend in the car. I said, we'll go and get frozen Coke. Hungry Jack's, McDonald's, 2 McDonald's, couldn't get one. And I just bawled my eyes out.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of understand it.
What the hell?
You know sometimes when you go to get a Slurpee and the Slurpees are so runny in the Slurpee machine? I fully get it.
Tear up the other day. The new Qantas ad. Have you seen that? I mean, they've always been known to make me get a bit emotional. But the latest one, oh, my gosh. I was watching it the other day in floods of tears, 8:30 at night. I'm like, why am I crying watching people reunite with their loved ones?
Oh, is that what it is? Remember those old... Was it safe? Some kind of safety ads? Remember about the safest? The reason you want to say safe is not at work, but it's at home, and then the kids had all
work
met
safe
up
ads.
With the
work safe ads. Yes, they were beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh gosh,
aren't we a couple
softies,
of old people?
Shelley, what's made you cry? That's just ridiculous.
Well, the ham and cheese croissant when I was heavily pregnant with my third son. I was at a midwife appointment and I walked to the canteen and got one. And then when I got back to waiting for my appointment, I opened it and the cheese wasn't melted.
Oh, fuming.
I burst out crying and I was devastated because I was too pregnant to walk back and ask them to toast it more.
Seriously, what's a ham and cheese croissant if the cheese is not toasted? That's ridiculous. Exactly. If it makes you feel any better, we've had another caller that's called through, I can see on the line, that's said peanut butter when she was pregnant, she wasn't allowed it and the craving made her cry. So you're not alone, Shelley.
Oh, I can totally relate.
I didn't know. Are you not allowed peanut butter when you're pregnant?
I'm not sure Leah's story, but I ate so much peanut butter when I was pregnant that now I can't get Evie to eat Vegemite. She will not have it, and all she wants is peanut butter, and I think it's my fault.
Oh, no.
I tried to do it because I didn't want her to have allergies, so I thought if I ate it a lot, then maybe it would make her immune to peanut allergies because I'm a doctor and everything.
That was going to go one of two ways because if she did have an allergy, that was going to kill her. So, Siobhan, what's the smallest thing that's made you cry?
Yesterday morning I spent all day cleaning and then this morning I dropped a spoon on the floor and I wailed. I got down, I was literally on the floor rolling in my own tears, just like rocking back and forth. I am alone in the house and I'm like, what is wrong? And I had to full pep talk myself up out of it again.
Siobhan, do you ever... I mean, crying by yourself in a house is harrowing. Do you ever go and look in the mirror at yourself crying?
Yeah. I was already running late from work because I'd left my partner's house and I had to stop in and get a few things. I was like, yep, I'll treat myself to a good little yogurt, you know, do the whole healthy thing. And the spoon, I couldn't deal. I was done.
I'll tell you the moral, what a good solution. The moral of that story is don't worry about the spoon when you have the yogurt. Just get those squeezy ones that you get for your kids. Siobhan, it's amazing. You can have them on the go. No tears.
That's what I need. Yeah. I need careful. That in my life.
Siobhan will squeeze too hard. It'll go yogurt in the eye and then it'll be just a tsunami of tears.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland and my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl, was a story about my childhood. A childhood with mentally ill, addict parents, child protection, foster care and more. But my mum says none of it is true. So now we're comparing our versions of the past with my Podcast One series, Mum Says My Memoir Is a Lie. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. We're going to start with a bit of showbiz news, a bit of Kim Kardashian's bits, actually.
Wow.
She's accidentally revealed the sex of her third baby with husband Kanye West. She was on the Ellen show. They were chatting about baby showers and it slipped out.
We had a baby shower, so people brought toys and gifts. She said, Mom, you know, since baby sister's not here, I think I need all of her toys in my room and I'll play with them and just make sure they're all okay for baby sister. And I'm like, okay.
She's a toy tester and you just told us it's a girl.
Oh, yes.
You know your choice of words there when
slipped
you said,
out.
Yeah, slipped out. I was thinking, okay, I thought we were expecting an actual baby.
No, although I did watch that whole interview with Ellen, and gosh, she annoyed me, Kim. She just looked like she didn't want to be there. You know when someone plays it so cool that she was like, yeah, and then Ellen came up with some new, like played a game to try and come up with some new names for her new baby, and so they rolled through this thing, and she said, what about Star West? And then Kim was like, yeah, nah. And then she was like, what about West? And then she was like, no. I'm like, don't be so dismissive. You've called your kid Northwest. Star West is not the most ridiculous name for someone to come up with.
But, I mean, feel free to do what I do and just file it in the big category of why models shouldn't really talk.
I don't know. Normally I feel nothing, but it just really annoyed me.
Normally I feel nothing.
No, normally I'm just like, whatever, I know some people love her, and you know. But I just watched that and I was like, don't go on a show and give nothing. Kind of give, especially to Ellen.
I mean,
she was giving so much.
Who's the bigger idiot? You know, her for going on the show and giving nothing, or for you watching and thinking, why isn't Kim Kardashian being amazing when she's talking?
I'm going to tell you something amazing.
Tell me. A golden nugget. Oh, I love this
story. Townsville man has literally found gold under a rainbow in North Queensland. The nugget weighing over a kilo was found buried in the Charters Tower region.
What'd you call it? The Charters Tower region? Just push too hard and end up in the Charters Tower region?
It's worth $63,000, right? So this guy
what is and where?
this guy has there found a nugget at Sharter's Tavern. He's sharted out a nugget.
Don't you?
I can't believe his nugget was valuable. Usually they're unwanted.
He reckons he saw a double rainbow, right? And he's never seen a double rainbow ever in his life. So he decided he wanted to go and find the end of the rainbow, and then he would dig there, and that's what he did, which I do have a few questions about that, because I was taught as a kid you could never find the end of the rainbow. You know, you always wanted to find the end, the gold at the end of the rainbow, and that you'd chase the rainbow and there was never an end.
This is a did Caitlin write this up for you?
I think Sonda did. I don't know, yeah, Caitlin's okay. Nodding. She did.
Because I love this story and I'm right across it. He calculated the middle point of the rainbow. So you're right.
But you can never go under the rainbow either, can you?
No, so he just calculated it from afar. It's not an exact
really,
thing.
He just saw a rainbow the day before, and in that general direction, he found some gold.
You know what I love about it? He's just got a metal detector. You know when you see those blokes just cruising along with metal detectors and you think, what do you ever find? He's found a massive gold nugget. That, for me, that's the dream. As I slowly descend into madness.
We're just going to find you in a field with a metal detector.
With a metal detector. And you can finally look at me and you can go, Tommy's finally happy. He's doing exactly what he wants to be doing. He's in Sharter's Towers with his metal detector.
With his nugget.
He's full of nuggets.
A new Carpool Karaoke has been released and one of our fave humans is on it. Have a listen.
Oh, isn't she the best?
Oh, she's amazing. So, yes.
Well, I was going to say, you know what was amazing about that clip? James Corden's voice is the really high one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mine just went high then. Is it? Something's happened with my voice today. Like a 14-year-old boy. Anyway, during this interview, she revealed her childhood crush on John Bon Jovi. She spoke about the time he broke her heart.
I still remember I was in the car coming home from singing lessons.
Uh-huh.
And they said on the radio that he married his high school sweetheart, Dorothea.
Yeah.
And I almost threw up in my mouth.
Really?
I ripped his posters off the wall and threw them out. Didn't come out of my room for days.
And then she said she finally got to meet him one day when she was famous and told him about the crush that she had on him. And then he sent her a gift.
He sent me a flower arrangement.
Really?
And there was a pair of leather pants with a note that said, now you can finally get into my pants.
And you know what happened? Husband Carrie Hart wasn't very happy with that. He threw out the pants that she was sent. He threw them out a window.
He threw them out? Is that possibly because he'd worn those pants to Sharter's Towers?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, starting Monday, we want to lightly sparkle up your life with Mount Franklin's help.
Especially coming into summer, because I love summer, right? Summer is my favourite season. I was born in summer. I'm a summer baby. But I was talking to my friend the other day and she hates summer. She loves winter. She hates the hot weather. And she said she actually feels flat all of summer. I was like, well, you and I are going to struggle to be friends, but we'll push through. And we want to talk about people who feel flat coming into summer.
Yeah, if you've got some little things, because sometimes things happen, particularly if you're driving in an old car, weather might heat up, might break down, you don't have any money to fix it. If you have a little problem like that, we can help you out.
Maybe you have to work through summer, so you're not going to get to go on the holiday with all your friends that they're going on. If you are feeling flat this summer, we want you to go to hit.com.au and tell us why you're feeling flat. We want to add some sparkle into your life. We want to jazz your life back up and we want to make it better.
If I enter, can they pay my parking fines?
No.
Worth a
but
shot?
But we might be able to pay your parking fine if you got a parking fine if Hang you're on. Listening now and that's made you feel flat.
Is that
That's
me?
It's not you.
Not you, Tommy, no.
I'm talking to everybody else.
Register.
Worth sparkle everybody
shot.
Else's life up.
hit.com.au. It's all thanks to Mount Franklin's new lightly sparkling water in a can. Crack one open today. We have just posted a photo on our Instagram, at Carrie Tommy Show. We need your help with something that we'll be chatting about next. So go to the Instagram, have a look, then get ready to call us on 131060.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Ooh, could be.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, so we need some help. Go if you've got Instagram or Facebook nearby, go to at Carrie Tommy Show and have a look at an image we've posted. So I was on air at the project the other night and a message came through, vibrated under my bottom where I keep my phone while we're on air.
Wow.
And I know, I just like to get a little bit of a thrill during the show.
Ooh, sure, but it's unnecessary to take two phones and keep calling yourself with the other one.
Except at the time when my sister calls me over and over and over again and I can't answer it on air and I'm like, I just feel it vibrating under my bum. But anyway.
This has turned into a real family drama that I don't want to get involved in.
I get to the ad break and I open my phone and there is the weirdest image that I can't even work out what the image is. It's from Chris, my partner, and it's his bent elbow, like as if he's put his hand on his hip, right? So it's a bent elbow. And then I'm like, what am I looking at? And then I read the thing underneath that says, so I think something's wrong with my elbow. And I'm like, what? Why is he sending me this in the middle of the show? And then I look at his elbow and imagine a bent elbow and then coming out where your elbow bone is, there is this massive knobbly bit. Like, I mean, like probably the size of if you put your clench your fist together, just attached to his elbow.
It's another elbow.
It's like another elbow on his elbow.
His elbow's got an elbow,
But not even just like a little bit of a swollen elbow. It's an entire, like you know, if you imagine a wart, right, but a tiny wart, blown up the size of a fist, whacked on the end of his elbow.
Yeah,
but under the skin.
Under the skin. You look at it and you go, well, that's broken.
Yes.
He should be in an ambulance.
It's like the bones
popped
out. Yeah.
Like
it hasn't burst through the skin.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
It's anyway, certainly not good.
I'm like, what is going on? So I text him. I'm like, you got to go to the emergency. And he's like, I don't have to go to emergency. I'm like, what's happened? Did you bump it? And he's like, well, I don't know. I must have, but I don't remember. And I'm like, does it hurt? And he goes, not really. Anyway, then I get home and I walk in the door and I almost vomited looking at it. It was so disgusting. And he kept shoving it in my face. He's like, touch it, touch it. I'm like, I don't want to touch it. He's like, touch it. I don't want to touch it. Then he forced me to touch it and I almost vomited, right? I pressed it. And it wasn't hard like a bone, but it wasn't like when you press fluid where it just pushes right in. It was like pressing a sponge or Play-Doh in. It was all like spongy. And then as I ate my dinner, he sat on the couch and was like playing with it and rubbing it. It was so gross. At one point, he stuck it in my face. He was like, lick it. I'm like, I'm not going to lick it.
Are we still talking about the elbow?
I was like, get it out of my face. Anyway, he's still got it. It's gone down a bit. And now
it made me just snot everywhere. Sorry. I got carried away there. Wow. So is
that
it better
a lump
now?
On your elbow or are you just happy to see me? No. Now it's just like this purple. It's still a little bit swollen, but it's just like this purple circle. And it's so gross. And I don't know what it is. And I need help. I need a doctor. Yeah. In fact, Either call if you're a doctor and you do know what it is, or just call if you've got your theory on what it is.
Let's not
some
be
weird
elitist and only get medical advice from doctors. Let's do what we've always done on this show and say, why go to a doctor when you can go to the phones?
Okay. Let's go to the phone.
131060, what do you reckon's wrong?
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. What's wrong with his elbow?
What do you want Carrie to touch? I mean, there are options here because
photos in our Instagram. You can get that at Carrie Tommy Show, but give us a call. 131060. We're looking for what is wrong with Chris's elbow. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we're trying to solve the issue with Chris's elbow, my partner. It's popped out. He's got now this, like, it's like the bones popped out of his elbow, but it's just this squashy mass thing at the end of his elbow and we can't work it out. We've put it on at Carrie Tommy's show on our Instagram. Some great thoughts from our doctor listeners who are listening. Mm. One guy said it's called big elbowitis. Funny.
Yep, that's good.
Other you Popeye might elbow. One said it's gout.
Gout.
That's a very old illness, isn't it?
Well, it's just a rich man's thing, right? It's like too much cheese and wine and
gangrene. Someone said no, but if I don't know what it is, but if it needs popping, draining, can you please film it?
The old knobby elbow syndrome. This is good. It's all good stuff. Good.
Let's go to Rachel in Sydney. Rachel, what do you think's going on? First of all, are you a doctor?
No, I'm definitely not a doctor.
Then
that's
love
perfect
to hear from you. What do you reckon it is?
So my dad had something very similar. He's probably about twice the size. From what I can see that it might be quite similar. It's actually calcification of the bone. So it's pretty much the bone just continued to grow by itself.
We haven't watched it grow though. Like it went from nothing to this.
Nothing to that. I'm not sure how quickly it goes. But from what I can send you a picture of my dad's bone to compare if you like.
Oh, I'd do that. We'd love that. Tweet us. Whack it on.
Without actually seeing it or, you know, touching it, I would think that that would be it. It is very similar to gout. It's from the uric acid collection, which then causes the bone to continue to grow. You can get it surgically removed, but it's very likely grow back.
It sounds pretty good, though. I'm a bit of extra bone to be all right, I reckon.
I've seen it up close. It's got to go. It actually makes me feel a bit woozy.
Okay, so it could be.
When we were in bed lying the other night, I was like, oh, can you just roll over and lie the other way?
Could be. Okay, could be a bit of extra bone. Jesse, let's go to Jesse. Jesse, what do you reckon?
Hey, mate, I 100% know what it is.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
So it's a type of blood infection. I've had the exact same thing. So,
oh, right.
Yeah, I'm a plumber by trade, and rolling around under a house full of fecal matter and all that sort of stuff gets all into your skin, infects your blood, all that sort of nonsense, and all the boys thought it was hilarious. They told me I had gout.
Yeah, well, and it's weird you say that because that's what Carrie's partner does in his spare time as well.
He rolls, just rolls
under the house
around
in fecal matter.
He does change a 2.5-year-old's nappy often, and his technique, I swear to God, I'm like, why have you got that all over you? Just learn to use a wipe properly.
Well, I don't know your partner, but he sounds like a good bloke.
Yeah.
You need to tell him it's no joke and matter.
Okay. How do you get rid of it,
right,
Jesse?
Oh, right, so you reckon he's got to go to a doctor?
Oh, yeah, mate. You can't just let that go.
I have been telling him to go, but he said his dad, who's a nephrologist, he works with kidneys, he says it's fine. I'm not sure if that means he knows what's wrong with an elbow, but
a nephrologist. Oh, yeah. Hell. All right, so we've got Rachel saying it could be bone, Jesse saying it could be blood infection.
Okay, should Let's go to Jay.
Wagga. Jay, what do you reckon?
I'm going to be the third person to say I 100% know what it is.
What is it?
It's bursitis. Basically, there's a bursa sac on the elbow, which is a fluid thing, helps the elbow move. When that gets infected, it can get inflamed. Happened to me exactly 2 weeks ago today. I ended up in emergency acute care, 39-degree temperature, two surgeries, and I'm kind of like just getting movement of my elbow again now.
Okay, so
okay, hold on.
Because do you want the good news or the bad news? What Jay has said is in so many comments here, and Jay,
everybody said the same thing on our Instagram.
I've Googled it as well, and it looks exactly like Chris's.
Oh my gosh! So Jay, do I need to call him and tell him he needs to go to emergency?
No, if it started to go down, his body's probably dealt with it. Okay, mine was a staph infection, and it didn't get into the blood, which is a good thing. So it sounds like his is starting to resolve. Probably needs some antibiotics, but. Sounds like he'll be okay if it's time to go down.
Oh, so this could actually be a similar... So Jesse was talking about his blood infection. This could be the same thing that Jesse was talking about.
Two infections, an infection of the bursa or infection of the blood. They're two different things. So this one will probably be a bursa one.
Okay, we got to go to a song.
Good
I
man,
gotta
thanks for the help.
Chris, get down to the doctor.
I mean, thanks doctors for getting involved. What a bunch of legends.
Who needs a doctor when you got these guys?
I mean, your partner's screwed, but these guys have been fantastic in helping.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I just text Chris and said, everyone's saying you have to go to Dr. Bursitis really bad. And he wrote back, who's everyone? How cool is...
Why? Don't even bother going to the doctor. He just needs to go and say, I know exactly what it is. We've been told.
Give me some antibiotics.
If you want to see the disgusting photo online at Carrie Tommy Show, we're out of here. Hamish and Andy in next. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch Up podcast is ready to download now from the Hit Network app.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carrie Tommy Show.